We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
It's a more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, TJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday. The weekend is almost here. One day away.
One day away from holiday vacation. Today is December 15th, which means payday. Drop on the clues bombs for payday.
It is payday.
Oh, today's the 15th.
Today is the 15th, boo. It's that good check. It's that check that don't go to no rent, don't go to no mortgage, don't go to no... Maybe a car payment.
Speak for yourself. I'm just having a better day now that I heard that because I was having a terrible morning already.
Well, I'm sure that'll brighten it up.
Hold on, you got to pay rent and stuff on the 15th? You late, ain't you?
No, I have a lot of bills to pay, though, still.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you wait for that check to pay other bills.
This check is the Christmas check.
It is.
Look at how I broke my nail this morning. So deep, it's bleeding.
Are you flipping off Envy?
Are you
flipping off Envy, yo?
It's my nail. I broke it. Look at how bad it is.
You just want to flip people off. That's all you want to do. Throw your middle finger up.
No, it's real bad. And then I forgot where I parked my car last night.
You were drunk?
He was drunk.
No. I got home at 8 o'clock last night. You know what it is? I have to park on the street. I know you guys have driveways, but I have to park on the street. So every time I come home, you know, sometimes it's hard to find a parking. Sometimes it's hard to find a parking spot.
Don't downplay my life. All right.
So sometimes, every day I come home, I have to park somewhere different because you got to find a parking spot.
Okay.
So I went to the parking spot that I parked in 2 days ago because I forgot where I parked yesterday.
Sound drunk to me. Yeah,
I didn't have one drink yesterday.
I don't believe you.
But, yeah, I just, it happens. Y'all don't know what it's like to park on the street, that's why. To have to drive around, find a parking spot, and then sometimes you're like, where did I park last night? And then you're like, did I park here? Did I park around the corner?
Yeah, I don't have no problems.
But you know what? Nice.
Shout to,
I walked the wrong way, and then I had to walk back the other direction to find my car.
You need a chaperone. You need a dog. You need some parental, you need some type of parental guidance.
I have a dog.
You don't sound like you need to be alone.
Well, you know what? Shout to the kids in Paterson, New Jersey. Every year in Paterson, New Jersey, I do a holiday party for the kids in a group home. It's about 30 kids, kids who are in trouble. Maybe their parents aren't in their life. So we did a huge holiday party from yesterday. So we got Joe's Crab Shack to supply all the food. Shout to Joe's Crab Shack. Shout to Starter. Starter gave the kids jerseys, tees, and jackets. Shout out to Civilized Nation. That's the sneaker store. We gave them all sneakers and flip-flops so they could take showers in the
Oh, they came up yesterday.
Yeah, I had Top Pop supply the soda. It was just a great, good event. We do it every year. Last year, we did a pizza party. This year's Joe's Crab Shack supplied the food. We actually brought the crabs in and taught the kids how to eat crabs, like how to crack open the crab legs, how to open it up, how to take the food out, how to take the meat out and everything.
And them kids didn't know how to cook crab. They know how to open up crabs.
Nah, they didn't.
Oh.
They didn't. They was eating all types of stuff that you can't eat. Like, they didn't know.
I don't know how to eat crabs.
See, yeah, so we...
I don't like... You know, it's funny.
Taught them that.
My father had a seafood restaurant growing up. We always grew up eating seafood. I don't really like crabs either.
He had all kinds of businesses.
Yeah, he did. I don't really like eating crabs either because I just don't like fighting to get in my food. Yeah, well, I just really don't.
They actually don't like taught pistachios. Me easy
way. No, hell no.
Pistachios are good.
I probably got time for no damn pistachios.
Like, pistachios are good.
You need a freaking video game code to open up a pistachio.
But they actually talk to kids. They like what tools. Because usually I just use my teeth or you break them with my hands. But they have tools there to show you how to use it. It's nice and easy.
Like a nutcracker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a hammer.
That's true. You know what? What are those nuts
little,
that you need?
A wooden hammer. You can crack the crabs with.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You remember that? What are those nuts that you crack with the nutcracker? Those are hard. What are those?
Oh, walnuts. Pecans.
That's too much.
Acorns.
I don't know.
You know, why would you eat an acorn?
I don't know. It's a nut.
What
are
you, a squirrel?
Oh, pecans and
what's the big nut? The big brown one.
You're a big nut.
Oh, you are a kinky little boy. You keep it up this morning. You gonna look at me talking about big brown nuts. All right.
Okay. All right.
That's what kind of party this is?
All right.
All I know is salute to the dude from New Orleans who's downstairs this morning. Peddling his documentary
again.
He's here again this week, and I'm gonna tell you something.
Wait, he has a documentary.
He got a documentary now. It's cold in New York City today, ladies and gentlemen. It's like 15 degrees. It is big coat, sharp knife weather. It's one of those days that if I was a police officer and I was driving and I saw people selling crack, I'd be like, oh man, they deserve to sell it. It's cold out here.
It's too cold
outside. They're dedicated. So that's how I felt seeing the dude this morning passing out his documentary. So salute to him.
Yeah, he was up here the other day. He said he wanted to get on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. He was asking me that this morning. I said, I don't know.
Y'all let Young Josh on.
That's what he said.
Young Josh been grinding for a long time. Yeah. But I'm going to watch his documentary because it's so cold this morning. And for him to be out there hustling the way he is, I'm going to at least watch it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta will be joining us this morning.
Oh, man.
I heard about him.
The King Creep. He'll be here this morning, so we talked to him. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about these men who are growing breasts also. We'll discuss that.
I like where this is going.
Yahoo, they are saying that data got stolen from 1 billion accounts.
Okay. God, we are the Breakfast Club now.
A lot of dumb questions being asked in this room this morning.
Look.
White cameraman Steve going to say, what's up with men in Uggs? I don't know. Ask your people. They're the only ones wearing them.
You should ask us about Timberlands.
Hey, yeah, we don't know about no damn Uggs. Ask your people about Uggs.
Last year for Christmas, my friend bought her boyfriend some Uggs.
Did he wear them?
So mad.
Oh, yeah, he should have been.
Hell, would I look like wearing Uggs and Tim's is out here in these streets?
No.
Shut up.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, in sports, it's Thursday Night Football. The Seattle Seahawks take on the Rams tonight at 8:25. All right? And let's talk about a billion Yahoo accounts hacked.
By the way, I still have my Yahoo account.
Yo, so does my manager.
I use it.
People laugh at him all the time.
It's because it was the first email address I ever had. I just still use it.
Mm-mm.
All right, so what they are saying is 1 billion accounts have been affected, and this breach goes back to 2013. And they are saying that more. There have been names, email addresses, passwords, all of that stuff has been stolen, but not financial information. So the company will notify users who might be affected and require that you change your password. I never do that when I get one of those emails that says, oh, this might be a security breach, because I always think it's somebody trying to break into my account.
I have no idea what's in my Yahoo account. I ain't used my Yahoo account since at least 02.
Yeah, I don't got a Yahoo account.
I still
account.
Have an AOL account. I don't ever use that.
I got an AOL account.
AOL?
Yeah, I do.
I definitely don't have one of those.
But I don't ever use it, but I have
not
it.
That I remember.
I got an AOL
also, account. I still use AIM. It's very useful in this studio.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about men with breasts.
Right. Well, men have started developing breasts after using this drug. It's called Risperdal. Now, one teenager talked about it at 13 years old. He was taking this medication for anxiety and bipolar disorder. Then he started developing breasts. Now, at first, he thought his boobs were getting bigger because of him gaining weight, which is also a side effect.
That's right. A lot of fat dudes with titties out here in these streets.
Of using the drug. So initially, he didn't pay attention to it. But then he said, if I knew what the side effects would be of the medication, I would have never taken it. He took it in the early 2000s. Soon, his breasts got noticeable. He said he had bigger boobs than the girls in high school. And he was thinking, am I going to have to get a training where I was actually looking at the video footage from this of these men, and they really had
ain't
huge
no pictures. Come on, show me some images or something. Don't I'll be telling me these good stories and not letting me see.
Oh my God,
but
right
he ended up being even more depressed.
Yeah, he got some boobs.
He ended up being more depressed after taking it because it was embarrassing. He said he just didn't want to go to school. He would go to the locker room. People would point at him and stare at him.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
I wonder if he worked out, would he have developed those breasts? I wonder if they would have grown anyway.
It is one of the side effects, and he feels like Johnson & Johnson just didn't let people know early enough, because obviously some people wouldn't take that if they knew that's a possible side effect. So they are now looking at a $2.2 billion settlement. So
yeah, man, get that man his money, because them the saddest pair of titties I done seen in my life. Okay?
Right. Well, just imagine you're taking this because you're suffering from anxiety, bipolar disorder, and now I'm even more upset because it's embarrassing.
You're right.
And everybody's looking at me and laughing.
You're
so now
exactly
it
right.
really backfires.
You're suffering from mental illness, now you got titties. All that does is...
Could you stop saying T? Say breasts.
But doctors are still continuing to prescribe this medication today, and a lot of people are concerned about that. 13,000 victims were injured by the drug that actually came forward about it.
And he got them, I done had three kids and breastfed all of them type of breasts. Mm. They look so sad and just deflated and disgusting.
All right.
Right. He's saying the money doesn't even help like that. Money doesn't stop the deformity of being a boy growing female breasts.
What you mean? He get a few million dollars. He can get those removed?
Yeah, you definitely can get them removed.
Easily.
It doesn't make up for those years of being teased and bullied and those pictures you got to look back at when you had
hey, man, you buy you some abs.
D's.
Go to Dr. Miami, get you some girth in your penis. You know what I mean? Get your chest sculpted, you be fine, young man.
It's embarrassing for him.
All right, well, that's Titty front boy. Page news. Tell him why you're mad's up next. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night or bad morning. Maybe you got some breasts. 800-585-1051. Tell him why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm mad because y'all let Charlamagne do that dumb every morning.
Angela no cursing. Lee, there's no cursing.
She know it all. Angela Lee, she thinks she know it all. And DJ Envy, he too likes me.
Hey, okay. What's the dumb stuff I do every morning? Could you define? Could you be specific?
Yo.
Like, oh, got you.
I know that's your little thing that you do, but that's kind of like crazy. I think it's funny, but sometimes it's annoying.
You know, it's weird that some people really miss it if he's late.
Why you think you know his mama?
I do.
How your mama doing, bro?
You know his mama?
My mom is, dead?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, that's your thing.
Oh, nah.
It wasn't a joke. I just really asking how his mom was doing.
Okay.
But...
All right. Well, we really appreciate you.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, God bless you.
I'll stop acting like I know things.
All right, I'll stop being light-skinned. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Amy.
Amy, tell them why you mad, Amy.
I'm mad because are you the person that's on the phone talking about the anxiety with the dude with his breast?
Yeah, with the breast.
I used to be at 104.5 on the radio. You know, I know your personality, DJ, and everything. But do you know that the stuff you say, that these young children, they take that and they run with that? And you know, that causes more problems than what you're doing, like laughing at them and stuff. That stuff is serious.
What, you talk about a man growing breasts?
Yeah, that's not funny. Because, you know, being in life, like just like you, a human being, right? He's a human being. You never know what happens to somebody. They take what you say and they run with it. And some people, you know, they take that and they might commit suicide. Do something just about how you laughing and stuff. It's not funny.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about that? A couple of years ago, right? This is how I knew I had to work out. I had my son picked up.
Let me talk.
My son picked up my wife's bra and was like, "Dad, these are yours. You got man boobs." And Charlamagne's made fun of me every morning. You know what I did? I worked out. Got rid of man boobs.
Yeah, but this was a medical thing. They were taking this drug to get rid of something, and it made it even worse.
I don't understand why y'all act like we making jokes though. It's a man walking around here with titties. That's not a joke.
It's not a man. It was actually thousands of people.
Right. It's a bunch of little titty boys running around here.
Imagine being a 13-year-old getting made fun of so bad that you're too anxious you can't even leave the house.
No, that's not being made fun of if somebody says, "Hey, young man, you have breasts." If you really have breasts. It's nothing funny. It's not a joke. It's the truth.
Hello, who's this?
This your boy Bugatti NYC. What's up, y'all?
You ain't even got no Bugatti. I haven't seen a Bugatti in New York in a long time.
You don't own no Bugatti.
Damn sure don't, but I'm trying to get one. Excuse the language.
There you go.
But what I want to say is why I'm mad right now is because a lot of artists aren't loyal, meaning rappers, and a lot of people that are, you know, you do business with in the industry. You know, you hear a lot of fallouts, recent situations like Kanye and spazzing out situations that a lot of people wind up doing. But people don't understand the other part of that is what I wanted to say. I was trying to say this the other day, didn't have a chance to get through. A lot of people do a lot of things as far as managers, marketing people, a lot of things.
Is there
things
a point you want to get to, sir? What's the point?
What happened? Tell us what happened.
All right, for instance, I'm an artist. I gave Young Buck some bread. He ran off with it. Never got the money back, and I never got a phone call back.
He just got out of jail. Now. Young Buck been in jail.
We know, but this happened a year and a half ago, last Christmas.
Okay.
So I don't feel any remorse for that right there, sir. So it's like, I don't want that to be the excuse of why you haven't given me the money from 2 years ago.
What'd you give Young Buck money for?
For a verse on a song. It's called Stash More. It's a Burt Bedell remix.
Jesus.
And he basically got the money from me, promised to do the verse, and never did the song.
Okay.
Also, DJs that I put money in their pocket.
Oh, you paying DJs to play records?
Never none of that. I do liquor deals with certain people, and because I feel like the monetary that I give them, why is it a problem to play a song? And I also say this.
All right.
If the music is not good, don't play it.
All right. Listen.
I'm not telling you to.
He's telling us why he's mad.
We understand. It's Christmas time.
I knew Charlamagne was going to
do it. No, I'm saying it's Christmas time. Your rap career hasn't blown up yet. You're very upset about that.
No, I'm doing good because of the other stuff, bro. My name is Eric Crawford, by the way, from Academics, not just Bugatti. I do marketing and other things. You guys see me?
In a long time.
Wait, Academics is still around?
Yes, we are. The $300 million company, and we evolved into PRPS, which is even bigger than Academics.
I love PRPS. Salute to my guy,
Don. Okay, so you work for PRPS.
Don Juan represents, and that's my man
right
there.
That's my guy
right there.
Anybody
want to validate me, we can do it. This is who I am. Angela, been trying to get it to yourself for another deal. No answers and no Instagrams, no follow-ups.
You tried to do a deal through Instagram, sir? When I have booking information?
I have no contacts and information on how to
get
to
it. It's on my Instagram. It's on my Twitter.
That's why I'm mad.
I'm mad because you don't do your homework,
God bless you, man.
You got
to
do your homework, bro.
Let me just tell you right now. I'm not going to do a deal because someone left a comment on my Instagram.
I just hit your Instagram for you to do a deal.
I think that if you want to contact one of us, we have information in each of our bios on each of our pages that you can reach out to. Leaving a comment on Instagram is just lazy.
Just let the record show 30 seconds ago, I told y'all this guy was trash, but y'all just... tell him why you're mad.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, salute to the Locks too, man. I've been riding around listening to a lot of Locks. It's definitely Locks weather right now. It's been New York City, it is.
Yeah.
It's big coat, sharp knife weather. Don't leave home without either.
I'm actually kind of mad that they sent us the album, but they sent us the wrong passwords. So I've been trying to listen to the album for
the last
2 days.
Yeah, because from what I heard so far, it actually sounds incredible.
I've heard three records. I've heard Secure the Bag. I've heard...
love that song.
What Else You Need to Know.
That's hard.
And it's another one. Please, girl. Oh, Don't You Cry. Don't You Cry. I don't like Secure the Bag, though. I'm not going to
front. Secure the Bag is cool.
I don't like Secure the Bag only because I don't... Like, that's not the sound I want from the Locks. You know what I mean? It's like a down south record with Khaled talking on it and Gucci. I like that, Don't You Cry, What Else You Need to Know.
What Else You Need to
Breathe
Know.
Breathe Easy.
That's
F you.
Yes.
I like that locks.
Yes.
Okay?
And I like all of it.
Styles
I like when people.
Styles P is spitting that, What Else You Need to Know, too.
Nah, they all getting busy.
Yeah, but Styles P is spitting, too. All right, anyway. Stevie J will be joining us in a little bit.
Speaking of Bad Boy.
Yeah.
I guess, because they come from all come
Absolutely.
From that era.
He produced a lot for them. He produced a lot for a whole Bad Boy.
Stevie J produced a lot for a lot of people that people don't even realize the songs that he wrote and produced.
He got a bunch of Grammys. I think he got like 2-3 Grammys, too.
Stevie J ain't been here in a while. Last time Stevie J was here, he had his boyfriend with him.
Stop it. It was Jocelyn.
It was Jocelyn.
Yeah. But I mean, now, you know, back then we thought she was a man.
No, you did.
Okay, yeah, I did.
She proved you wrong. So she's pregnant now.
She did prove me wrong. She's pregnant.
All right, well. Yeah. We'll kick it with him next hour. Yee, we got some rumors on the way?
Yes, we will discuss Kanye West and what his friends and artists signed to him think about him meeting with Donald Trump. Are they supportive of it or are they upset about it? Also, Floyd Mayweather, he actually does something to get close to a woman that I think the average person does every day.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
CJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk John Legend.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, John Legend was asked what he thought about Kanye West making that trip to go see Donald Trump at the Trump Towers. And here's what he had to say.
I don't think it's impossible to talk to him about issues, but I won't be used as a publicity stunt. And I think Kanye was a publicity stunt. I'm pretty disappointed with Kanye that he says he would have voted for Trump. His message has been corrosive to the country. And I think the things he's promised to do have been very concerning for a lot of people. And for Kanye to support that message is very disappointing.
Do you think that he had another stuff in his mind?
Whatever's in his mind, I disagree with him.
He's mentally ill, John. Listen, John Legend is absolutely right, but somebody needs to sit down with Kanye West and ask him why. Why would you have voted for Trump? Why
well, he went on Twitter and said Trump. Why, and then at his concert he said that Trump has gotten all these racists to reveal themselves and that Trump inspired that.
So what's that? Why staying next to him? Like, what's, I don't get that. So that's a good thing? Because you get racists to reveal themselves?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't understand it. But he's saying that he wanted to sit down with him. He said it on Twitter because he wants to have these discussions about violence in Chicago, multicultural issues, bullying.
Why wouldn't you have talked to President Barack Obama about violence in Chicago? He's from Chicago.
Because Obama called him a jackass.
So what? Trump probably calls you worse things.
No, but I thought he still messed with Barack after that. I thought they did something at the White House. They sent some sneakers. I thought they were cool after that, though.
Why not sit with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and talk about the violence in Chicago?
He's never sat with him?
I'm sure he has, but he never did no freaking PR move like he did at Trump Towers the other day, sitting around taking all those pictures with Trump. The way he never did that with the minister. Mm-mm. Not that I've seen.
All right. I don't know. I got to research that. All right. Jimmy Kimmel, how much do you think he's getting to host the Oscars? Because he just recently revealed the number that he gets.
$50,000.
Less.
$25,000.
Less.
$10,000.
$15,000, he said. That's what he gets to host. Mm. Now, that's a lot less than what he normally makes, but he said, I think it's illegal to pay nothing. And then he said, I'm not sure I was supposed to reveal this, but nobody told me not to. I consider this their fault.
I mean, it's a great look for
right.
Jimmy Kimmel.
And he's aware of that.
It's the freaking Oscars.
Right, of course he's going to do it. All right, James DeGaulle, he is a fighter, and he's going to be fighting here in Brooklyn, actually. And Floyd Mayweather is promoting the fight. And he talked about how Floyd Mayweather approached him. He said that he left a press conference and Floyd asked his mom for his number. But DeGaulle says that he thinks that Floyd Mayweather has an ulterior motive.
How old is your mama? That's what we need to know.
It seems like Floyd likes his sister. He said, I'm not too sure if he likes me or if he's after my sister. You think I'm joking? But my sister's boyfriend is standing there not happy. I'm telling you the truth. You can see on Revolt TV, that's what DeGaulle's sister.
Oh. Okay. Right. He might like his sister.
Yeah.
Ain't
that's
no
actually
of the mama?
A pretty slick move. Now, Mayweather is promoting this fight, and Mayweather actually revealed that he does like DeGaulle's sister, Eloise. He was talking about the potential fight that he's now promoting. And he said, honestly speaking, I like James DeGaulle, but I really like his sister.
Drop on the clues, mom, for Floyd Mayweather. I'm not mad at him trying to change a family's life. Floyd's like, I'll change your whole family's life.
But she has a boyfriend. That's the crazy thing.
Well, not anymore.
She had a boyfriend.
Yeah, not when Floyd Mayweather come calling. Did she get on that private jet with the rest of the money team? It's a wrap. Can't be my girlfriend after this trip.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. That has to suck if you have a girlfriend and then Floyd's like.
Nothing you can do.
Right. Oh, look, you can she just says, hey, man.
Just got to hope she stays
big
loyal.
Big fish eat little fish. Yeah. Okay? What Chris Brown told y'all, these hoes ain't loyal. When a rich nigga want you.
Well, we don't know
that. Oh, I hated that song for so long.
You just got to hate. You got, like, you know,
oh,
you got something.
Lord have mercy.
You just got to hate all day on him. You know you got something. That's, I mean, that's all you can say.
That's it. He got herpes. No, you know he beat women. All right, go on that plane to get beat then. Don't call me when he beat you up.
You gotta right? say something. That's
don't call me when he beat you up.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all you got.
When he's 50-0 because he done knocked you out, don't call me.
All right. Well, when we come back.
You're getting a little too angry.
I would be angry too. That's your girl. You can't beat him.
Gotta hate on him.
Gotta hate.
You gotta hate. You can't beat him. You just gotta hate.
All right. When we come back, Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta will be joining us. We'll talk to King Creep when we come back.
I haven't talked to Stevie J in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him, but he hasn't been on the show in a long time.
Right, so we'll kick it with him when we come back. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
A man I thought was in jail.
Stevie J.
I no, did.
I'm not in jail. You know, I got a bracelet on, but I ain't in jail.
Oh, so they put you on house arrest?
Yeah.
What you on house arrest for?
I mean, the child support thingamajig. You know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thingamajig.
Yeah.
Because I remember you did the video. It sounded like you was, like, saying you was about to go away.
Yeah, they wanted to lock me up, but, you know, thank God they didn't lock me up. I'm out here with my kids, so I'm happy.
How much did you owe? They said you out there. $1 million. Receipts and everything. Yeah. You paid everything.
Yeah, they said I owed $1.5 million, but it's looking like nothing close to it, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to take care of that and keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm. How do you get to $1.5 million? How do you even get to that number?
Because, you know, they had the default judgment against me like I was Kobe or something for like $15,000 a month.
But, gotcha.
You know, it wasn't really that number. So they found out the right number. So it's looking more like under a hundo.
See, is that the curse of reality TV? Because it's a lot of fame that comes with it. So right. I guess baby mama think you
yeah,
got
I think
it like
it's
that.
Just the curse of the 90s being hot in the early 2000s mm-hmm. and everybody think you're getting $50 million off of the royalty.
Yeah, yeah, walking got you, around got you, with got furs you. Every other day.
Yeah, I mean, the money was good, but it wasn't warranting $15,000 a month in child support.
Yeah, you ain't ever shooting no jump shots.
Nah, never shot no jump shots. Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's discuss this because I saw the ultimate baby shower over the weekend for Jocelyn, but you weren't there. But you were just with Jocelyn the other day.
Wait, is that your baby, first of all?
I mean, we're going to see.
Can't you get a test while the baby's still inside?
Yeah, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Results come back tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Damn, you should have came tomorrow then.
Tomorrow the results come back. I wasn't there. You know, I mean, she was all good just a week ago.
It was. I saw you. She was cooking for you.
Yeah, you know, and then her brother went with me to the gym. He came by my house and saw one of my artists leaving and told her it was Tommy. You know how her and Tommy...
Don't get
in. Her and Tommy was having sex with each other, right?
Yeah. Missed that, but...
He said, I missed that.
But, you know, he told her it was Tommy, but it wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, so her brother's supposed to be cool with you. He just went back and...
After we went to the gym, I dropped him off at the mall. He like, yo, Tommy was at the house. And just started her to wilding, you know what I'm saying? For no reason, and you shouldn't do that when she's 9 months pregnant. So do you even love your sister to do some foul stuff like that?
Stevie, you ain't got to lie to us now. I understand that's the good lie to tell, but Tommy all in the trailer for your new show. So
that's like my niece, you know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Oh, that is my niece.
Come on.
Whoa, he didn't even say sister.
Nah, but she dates my nephew, that's why.
Oh,
yeah, Scrap is in jail. You know what I'm saying? She dates Simmons. Like, we're just family. That's it. And she
Scrap is in jail.
Yeah.
But knowing that Jocelyn doesn't like her,
okay.
Is it weird that you would be cool and
or even have her around?
Business is business.
Really? So she could be cool with people that you don't mess with. And
yeah, she mess with a whole bunch of clowns I mess with.
Mm.
Now, well, what clowns? Because you know, we heard you didn't like Young Dro. Oh, okay.
Who was that?
Young Joe was running around with Jocelyn, and I saw he said, I'm here for whatever you need, he had posted.
Man, listen, man.
But let me ask you this. In an ideal world, she wouldn't run around with people you don't like, and you wouldn't run around.
They take care of their own children in an ideal world before they try to take care of other people's.
So you're saying Young Joe don't take care of his kids?
That's what you're saying.
Well, remember, I mean, Young Joe wrote FDB because his baby mom wouldn't let him see
his child. Kids, yeah.
Remember?
Okay. All right. You know, I'm just blessed. Hey, what's up, Stevie, Savannah? Sade, Eva, Dorian, all my kids.
Well, here's the audio of Young Dro when he was here.
This is the guy that you don't claim not to know. This Young Dro.
You're not going to be beefing with Stevie J, are you?
That's one thing I told him I would not do.
Okay,
you
so
know, I don't
do y'all get
be
along? Because I know he's very protective. We don't know, you know.
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know Stevie J, like, mm-hmm. period. You know, and I don't. But you know what, though? I think he texted my phone one time.
It said what?
He was like, yo, get at me to Steve. I thought, I wonder, was he calling me about, you know what I mean? I was like, I wouldn't do that, you know?
Right. Yeah. So you didn't hit him back?
No. Well, what are we going to talk about? I'm definitely not dating this girl, mm-hmm. you know? And I wouldn't want, I don't got nothing to talk about.
Did you text him and say what's up?
Yeah, I told him to hit me, but you know, anybody text my phone, tell me to hit me, I'm like, who is this? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I respond, you know, when people don't hit you back, that mean, you know.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, a little disrespectful.
Do you think the baby's yours with Jocelyn?
We'll see. You know what I'm saying? I'm hopeful, but you know.
Okay, so you hope that's your baby.
I mean, I'm just hopeful that she have a healthy baby.
Right.
Does the way you deal with women moving forward, like, has it changed? Because you blew Jocelyn up, you made her hot. And then she went out there and, like, started popping the poom poom for a little bit of everybody.
What's the other one? Right, I can't think of the name. His baby mom.
Mimi.
Mimi grew up as well.
But, you know, me and Mimi have a different type of relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, she's one of my best friends mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, I'm you know, definitely moving forward, it affects my relationship on how I deal with women. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm still be the good guy regardless.
So now, come on, Stevie. You really think you were the good guy in all these cases?
Yeah,
you don't take responsibility for any of the things that you did
I'm going to tell you why you're the good guy, because you was always honest.
I was honest, and then look at the money they make every year.
But everything's not about money. If somebody thinks, I'm just going to be with you, I love you, and then...
Who thought that?
You don't think Mimi might have really wanted to be with you?
I mean,
that is one of your best friends.
Seems like she did. She always comes back to you.
You know, it seems like it, but you never know. You know, I'm just happy that I did great for both of them.
You don't think you're hard to date?
I'm not easy, but you know, I'm a good guy though. When I'm present, I'm near.
You made Mimi and Jocelyn knock each other off. Like,
yeah, that's what it's supposed to happen.
That was going on before the show started. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that was real. You know, a lot of this stuff is contrived, but not the Stevie J story.
Now, you couldn't make the whole polygamy thing work with everybody? Be one big
it's
happy
just
family?
Too much because, you know, one day one of them is more happy than the other one. One of them get more beefcake than the other one. So it doesn't work that way. In a perfect world, it'd be great, but that'll never happen.
Now, what line do you use to get all these girls to just start popping off with each other?
I mean, I don't use the line. I probably just pick up the guitar and sing to them and, you know, they like that. show them the pecs or something, you know what I mean?
Now, what about Rick Ross? Because Rick Ross, it was rumored that Rick Ross was dating Jocelyn, too.
I don't think it was true, but you know what I'm saying? Who, you know, they grown. Let them do what they do. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
You think you could be in a monogamous relationship?
Hell no.
Yeah, but right now I just want to just love the money and love my work, and I'm happy about my new show coming out December 19th, Leave It to Stevie, so yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy that I'm working and able to provide for my family, my kids, my dad, and my mom, my sisters, and brothers.
So that show was supposed to be you and Jocelyn, originally?
No, absolutely not. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? The first show was, you know, the name of the show is the Stevie J Project. Mm-hmm. So the first show, I chose the name Stevie and Jocelyn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It could have just been Stevie J.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But originally that was the plan, Stevie and Jocelyn.
Originally, the plan was Stevie J. You know what I'm saying? I was nice enough, you know what I'm saying,
That was your girl at the time.
At the time, right. You know what I'm saying? Once things got a little disrespectful, it was like, you know, once again, business is business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was calling you gay. Yeah. Like,
and she said you watch gay porn. Yeah.
She there were molestation accusations or something.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't just throw that accusation out.
You know, you can't come back from certain things, and that's one of the things you can't come back from, you know. And you know, the people from D-Facts was all at Mimi's house and all at my house.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They closed the case on August 5th.
So they actually investigated because of Jocelyn?
Just because she said that.
Wow. Yikes.
But you still did just recently try to go and make amends with her with the baby on the way.
Even still,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I made amends, you know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of flack from, you know what I'm saying, my family. Like, yo, how could you even want to deal with this chick after she said that about your daughter? It's just like...
Even your own children were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, right. So at the end of the day, it's just like, I did that in the same day she wanted to fight me. Next day, she come on set wanting to fight me. So it's like, let me just leave that alone.
So she did attack you where you physically, like, had injuries and everything?
Yeah.
She admitted to that, though. So right before the baby shower, she said she jumped
on you. Right before the Sunday and Monday fought me. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
I know you were scared because she could have lost the baby.
I mean, it's more or less like, why would her brother even put her in that situation to want to fight 9 months pregnant? Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's
what kind of guy is her brother? Like,
I mean, you know, obviously he's not that bright of a guy. You know what I'm saying? You got to have no love for your family to want to lose a baby at 9 months, knowing she's high risk and everything.
Or even just to tell on another guy. Guy called
you. Well, it's your brother. My brother better tell me.
But lie to your brother, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to lie to your sister.
Right, no, not lie. But I'm saying, I'm not going to say he broke guy code from...
Yeah, he definitely broke guy code.
He did.
Just, you can't tell on another man, but if it's your sister...
I would have approached Stevie first. Like, Stevie, who was that?
But then, like this, but I'm not dating your sister.
Right. That too. Y'all not together.
We're not together.
So you just gossiping, basically.
Just gossiping.
All right, we got more with Stevie J coming up in minutes. Keep it locked when we come back. There's rumors that he's knocking off Faith Evans. We'll find out about it. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta in the building. Naye?
Yes, Stevie, so we've been hearing about you and Faith Evans. You guys have been pictured together on the Bad Boy Tour. So are you guys really dating?
You know what I'm saying? I've known her for almost 25 years. And,
Bad Boy.
You know.
Did you like her back in the day? Like back in the day when she was with Big?
No,
it wasn't like that.
It was just like we was all family. And then, you know, as years progressed, we just began to hang out more and talk more.
So is this new or new to us?
It's new.
Wow. Brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new.
So do you see a real future? Like this could be the person I settle down with?
I mean, I just feel that I shouldn't have crossed that line because once you cross that line, emotions really overwhelm, you know what I'm saying? Overwhelm me and her, so.
What do you mean cross the line? Like have sex?
Yeah.
What's wrong
with
that?
Once you start dating your best friend, it's a little different.
You know?
Right. Wow.
But you played a guitar for her, and she...
Yeah, she sang for me all the time. You know.
Dating Biggie's wife.
Well, you know.
Oh, Biggie's ex-wife. Stop
Biggie's
it.
Ex-wife.
Widow.
Widow.
Do you ever wear condoms, Stevie J?
Yeah.
We have condoms on you now.
Like, what's...
I left my wallet.
That's the story.
How do you decide whether or not you want to wear condoms or not?
Mm. It's just like, you know, if I don't know the person, I'm just going to wrap up.
So you... Okay, if I don't know you, you shouldn't even be in bed with somebody you don't
years,
know.
I'm good.
Why? Because I want... Why? Like, your family raised a good point. Why would you want to have kids with Jocelyn Hernandez? Like, we've seen videos of her wilding in the studio looking like she's all on drugs.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, man. We don't know if she's mentally ill. Like, why would you want to breed with Jocelyn Hernandez?
Well, it just happened. You know, it wasn't
Why
it wasn't
you say breed?
Planned.
That just seems so dog-ish.
But it wasn't planned, though. It just happened, you know? Right. And obviously, she knew it was going on, you know what I'm saying, before I did. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. We just got to approach it the way we got to.
Especially if you think that she out there sleeping with a bunch of different dudes. That would have made me, if I did hit, put a condom on it.
Right. But you know, that was probably at a time where we wasn't even, it's just a good night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You never had an STD or nothing?
No, I ain't got no STDs.
I'm not saying now.
Yeah,
did you ever have one, she meant?
No, I never.
Little chlamydia, little syphilis, little gonorrhea.
Never had no.
Is that a crab?
Oh, yeah, I did have the crabs one time.
Oh,
I was
goodness.
On the plane, and I'm like, you know what I mean?
What year was this?
This was in 98.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah.
No, that's terrible.
I had let somebody hold some of my stuff, and they wore it, and...
You let somebody hold your drawers, Stevie J? What are you talking about? You let somebody wear your drawers? What are you talking about? How close were the hitmen? We need to know. What are you talking about? You said that's
my jeans and all that. You know what I'm saying? So I had to shave my joint on the plane and all that.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
So you never had threesomes with Tommy and Jocelyn, right?
No.
So they was just...
It was just something they was doing.
Yeah.
On their own. See what happened when you do stuff by yourself? Don't work out right.
So, how did Tommy end up on the show? Was it because of, your
nephew and... Yeah, my nephew, Scrap, and Sash.
So, you basically brought everyone on there.
Well, you know, I just play a part in making sure everybody, you know, get paid.
Mm-hmm. Sheesh.
And what about production? You back to producing, working?
Yes, absolutely. I'm working on this Faith the King and I album. We almost finished. I'm executive producing with her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And working on some new artists for Epic. Candace Boyd working on my project. Mm-hmm. Just working, man. Kelly Price has just finished her project. Mm-hmm. So I'm just back to doing what I love doing.
I wondered about that, too, because you came up on some of the Bad Boy dates.
Yeah.
I don't know if you was on all of them, but I saw you on a few
of them, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Me and Puff just cooling, just talking, and he wanted me to showcase that musical talent instead of being in front of television. He felt like people need to see me with a guitar in my hand.
I wonder, how did they treat you? Like,
oh, man, it was all love, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All love.
So you feel like... Let's talk about your show.
Okay.
Who else is on it? Because we know the trailer hit.
Yeah, we got Young Jock on it. We got Scrappy on it. We got Faith on it. We got Tommy on it. We got my children on it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, man.
This sounds more like a peaceful.
Yeah, it's a peaceful family show. It's like a Family Matters type show. You know what I'm saying? It's more or less away from the ratchet stuff and just into a happy space, which I'm at right now because... It wasn't so happy last year.
Until Jocelyn has the baby, and then you got to do the DNA test.
I mean, then I'm still going to be happy because I'm just going to
He's going to know tomorrow.
Before. Yeah. But, you know, I'm playing a lot of instruments on the show, more music, you know what I'm saying, singing and stuff. It's cool doing country western shows. It's funny, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you told TMZ that if the baby is yours, you're going to seek full custody. Why?
I mean, my thing is like this. You know, if you're not in your right mind to be fighting at 9 months, when you're pregnant and all that. I need a psycho evaluation. You know what I'm saying? I need to know what's up with you when a baby is born. I want to test the baby. I want to test you. I want to, you know what I'm saying? If everything was on the up with us and then she wasn't trying to fight me in, you know, I come to her in peace and she want to fight and vibe.
But emotions run crazy when a woman's pregnant, though. You can't.
Yeah, but no, but still, we don't.
You got to think about the baby instead of your
emotions. She squared up with you on some.
Yeah, she just, you know what I'm saying, just punching me in my face and in my crib, and I'm telling her brother, yo, just get her out of my crib. And he's just standing there like, you know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure that the baby is good. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe having a baby will change her, though, because that does happen for a lot of people.
Well, you know, you having strippers at the baby shower and all that, and then you got the cake and you asking dudes, yo, you want to eat the on the cake? How about you eat the on the cake? Come on.
See, this is interesting, though, because when a person shows you who they are, believe them. We've been seeing this, Jocelyn, for years.
You know, I thought that it was going to change due to the baby and all that, but, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. You think it's an age difference? I didn't realize she was just 30.
I mean.
You like 15 years older than her.
Yeah, I'm 13 years older than her, but, you know, at the end of the day, 30 is still 30. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're not 15.
It's not an excuse.
You're not 18, you know? And then I showed you a great life. Why would you want to disrespect a guy that made your life a full circle? You know what I'm saying? Well, looked at you as a woman and treated you as a woman, not just, you know, somebody.
That's the problem, man. What? When you fuck a girl and teach her something,
right?
Which you clearly did,
right?
And then she turns around and disrespects you.
It's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But did
if
you?
If I was her, I'd be kissing my feet.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I'd be rubbing my feet and my toes.
How many times you think you've told her in your life, I made you? Have you ever?
I never said that to her. You know what I'm saying? It's more or less like, you know what I'm saying? And then she emailed me, yo, I appreciate everything you've done for me and my career and now this baby. And then the same breath, you out there having dudes throw papers and buildings saying I'm a molester and all this, but you email
that's
me.
That's an awful accusation. Yeah, I actually thought like that's probably the worst thing you could say about somebody.
You know, but I'm glad to have friends like D-Dot and Ed Woods who just keep me calm and allow me to use my brain rather than emotions, you know what I'm saying, dealing with situations.
How do our emails look?
I mean, it looked like somebody wrote them up for her. You know what I'm saying? Too good.
It's too good. It's
too good. Grammatically correct.
I'm like, damn, did her lawyer do this or something? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to believe those emails when, you know what I'm saying, you got somebody running around with a monkey mask on in Atlanta throwing these documents in the office buildings. What kind of stuff is that?
Mm-hmm. Now, they said that she destroyed $65,000 worth of your stuff. What did she destroy?
She cut up my minks, my bad boy jackets, all my shoes. She just destroyed a lot of clothes, Versace dishes. She just, you know, destructive.
So you ain't gonna have her back in the crib no more?
Nah.
But I mean, if she's your baby mama.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather just keep it at a distance. I don't need to know where she lives. She don't need to know where my new crib at.
I just meet each other at Chick-fil-A.
I have somebody go pick up the baby, and that's that.
All right, we got more with Stevie J. When we come back, we'll update you on his relationship with Mimi. And when the last time he spoke to Eve?
Just come to get, come on.
That was Hypnotized, Notorious B.I.G. Now, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Stevie J's in the building from Love & Hip Hop. Now, Charlamagne?
Now, when Mimi was being fake gay for TV.
Right.
She's gay in real life. She has a girlfriend now.
You know what I'm saying?
Because of you.
No. Yeah. I definitely have been heard this.
Okay, all right.
I've been heard
you
about Mimi.
You know somebody, no?
Okay, all right.
Ahead. Yeah, tell me what you're saying.
I know a lot of people in Atlanta, and they all say, even when the show first started, you know, she likes women. She was with Jocelyn before the show.
But I pioneered that.
Okay, though. You started that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stevie J, do you make all your girls go by?
I mean,
not Faith.
Nah, she's a real woman. She's beautiful.
She older, though.
But you know, I have some old joints that, you know.
Never tasted till they met you?
Exactly. But, you know, it's just their choice. But at the end of the day, I used to like to have a lot of fun, but now.
You done calm down.
Yes, sir.
And now you're getting older. Them two older women, it'll take a lot to do two women.
And then just what I went through with this whole Jocelyn thing is just like, yo, come on.
Scared straight.
Enough is enough.
Do you really think she could have been a star? A musician?
I mean, it's not even that. See, my thing wasn't as a musician. It was like Love & Hip Hop. So I need to create this artist. You know what I'm saying?
Give her something to do on the show.
Yeah, and then, you know, she had the look and then she had the attitude. So it's like, all right, boom, I'm going to give you something that you ain't got to go take your clothes off. I'm going to try to do this music thing with you. You know what I'm saying? And that just allowed her to believe that she was Selena. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. Now, do you still have a stake in her as far as management?
Yeah, and I haven't been paid in years. And you know what I'm saying? I want my bread.
Uh-oh.
So you waiting for the baby?
So you get a piece of her Love & Hip Hop checks too?
I want my bread.
Oh, you waiting for the baby to be born? So when she come for that, you be like, I coming for this.
No.
Why haven't they paid you?
Is business.
Mm-hmm. Why haven't they paid you?
It's up to her to cut her the check, and she's supposed to cut me my
30%. 30%.
Wow. Yeah,
that's mild. Cause now they're doing 50-50 deals. What are these deals these artists doing?
50-50.
360 deals.
And for reality shows?
For music and everything. I mean, but television is a little different.
But you're not a label.
I am. I'm a full-on entertainment company. I am. You know what I'm saying? Look, I got to sign a Viacom 3 weeks after she signed her contract. Mm. A 6-year deal. Who does that? You know what I'm saying? You're not even who are. You know what I'm saying?
How long is your deal for?
No, I just accumulated a few more years. You know, so I might turn into Sherman Hemsley on TV and all that. You know what I'm saying? I got a great deal.
So she got different shows coming out. Like, she might have her own reality show.
She got a special about the baby and all that I'm not a part of, though. But she's got that. I helped pioneer that, too.
Right. What if she's
little
like,
do you know, I want my 30%, too.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to sue somebody, I see.
Well, you know, that's already done.
What if she's like, okay, we can be peaceful. I won't come at you for this. Just let me get out of my contract.
I need my bread. Mm. That bread's going to outweigh anything I got to give.
What does your daughter say now that you have custody and she's, you know, 17, 18?
She's just like, yo, don't have her over here. You know what I'm saying? And just keep her over there. If the kid's yours, then we'll just do what we do with the baby. But, you know, she doesn't really feel it because of all the stuff that she was saying about her little sister and all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? None of the kids feel her.
Now, one of your oldest sons, Dorian, was on Instagram freestyling saying you an absentee father.
I mean, I don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he was in his emotions at the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just saw him at Eva's birthday party. He hugged me, said he's sorry, he loved me. And, you know, he came, we ate dinner. But, you know, I would never steal from my father. You know what I'm saying? And it was an instance where he stole a lot of equipment from me and I had to distance myself.
So, wow. At what age?
You know what I'm saying?
How old was he?
21.
Damn.
Oh, so he a grown man. See, he's not even a kid no more. Man. You can't even forgive him like you would forgive a child.
Right. You know, I just forgive him, but you're not in the trust fund no more.
Damn. So you really don't rock with him. So it's not like you
I do rock with him, but you got to come to the table right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's just take that away because I don't owe you anything. I did what I did. Now you're 22 and you got a kid. I take care of you and your kid. Now, you have to show me that you can get a job. Once you get a job, then maybe we could talk about the trust.
Is that a convo you had with him? Like, look, you on Instagram talking about I'm asking your father. You stole from me. You know why I don't rock with you.
He know what he did. You know what I'm saying? Some certain things don't have to be said, but you know what I'm saying? I still love him, but sometimes you got to show that tough love. Mm-hmm. I would never steal from my father.
Stevie J done had a rough past couple of years.
Yeah, but you know, it only makes me stronger.
It's
I'm happy.
When's the last time you seen Eve?
Oh, man.
Eve is watching this like, I really hope
My name does not come up yet again.
No, we cool. She follow me on social media now. We cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, what is there to be mad about? You never said nothing bad.
I never said nothing bad about her. And you know what I'm saying?
And you guys really did date. It wasn't a secret.
And it was a great relationship. And I helped her get a Grammy. And it was the best record she ever made when I produced it with her. You know what I'm saying?
He says the best record she ever made.
Yeah. Okay.
Facts. What record was that?
You know, the Scorpion joint with the Gwen Stefani joint. We won a Grammy for that joint.
Let me blow your mind.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you good.
I wrote damn near the whole album.
So many credits.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so who's that guy, Young Flo? What's his name?
Young Dro.
I'm like, put his accolades next to mine. Put his, you know, anything he ever done, accomplishments next to mine, then, you know what I'm saying?
But y'all don't have no issues with each other aside from just because of this Jocelyn situation.
You know,
situation.
Just being here, dudes say slick stuff. I'm in the gym, so, you know, the walls closed in. They gonna have to be next to me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I seen Stevie J fight before.
Where?
Man.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Did he win?
Remember we was at that party?
Oh, I remember that. It was CIAA weekend.
That wasn't a fight. I got jumped, yo. That wasn't no fight. You know what I'm saying?
No, I saw you helping somebody, unless I was mistaken.
No, you was mistaken. I'm watching the whole thing go down. Now, my crew had fought somebody.
And Mimi was there, too, right?
Yeah. My crew had fought somebody, but I don't get involved in fights unless it's a one-on-one, and I got to, you know, wrinkle somebody's school clothes up.
All right.
But you and Joe can get over that, though.
I mean, you know, I ain't got nothing to say. You know,
especially over a woman that you know already know where she stand. Like.
Yeah,
and he's saying that he never messed with her.
Was she late? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's saying he never messed with her, and they just did some music together.
Well, he's on other stations, you know what I'm saying? He's on other stations saying this and that, but you know, it is what it is. I'm just about this paper, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A new and improved Stevie J.
Not really. But okay.
No, really.
All right.
Ain't about the creep life anymore.
No, I'm done with all that. I just want to make sure I'm providing for my next three generations, man. I got my daughter living with me now, so my whole shit is different, man.
when the TV show starts.
And you feel better without Jocelyn and more.
I feel, you know, less stressed out. The TV show starts, Leave It to Stevie, December 19th. You know what I'm saying? 9 p.m. VH1.
Oh, right. Well, we're on vacation, so we can sit up and watch
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And by the time this airs and comes out, we'll know whether or not the baby is yours or not.
Right, right.
Tomorrow.
Let's play some bets. What y'all think? Tomorrow.
All right, let's see.
Baby's
oh,
his.
Oh, man. And how do they send you those results? They call
baby's
you?
Baby's mine?
I think the baby's his.
Why, she wouldn't have went all out?
Absolutely.
Well, what if it ain't?
What if she doesn't even know?
Then you good money.
Take some pets. Pass the Hatterbrush.
I think it's Young Dros.
You think it's Young Dros?
Shut up.
I think it's Young Dros. And maybe gonna come out shoulder leaning. That's what I think.
What's that mean? One of his songs or something?
Yeah.
What do they do? They call you and they tell you? They call, like, how do you get
the
results?
I get emailed. But, you know, actually, I just told Mona I'm gonna let them do it on the show. Let them give me the envelope on the show.
No.
Oh, so we ain't even gonna find out tomorrow.
You know.
You got to know ahead of time, so you know. Yeah. And they're going to reenact it.
Yeah, so I know what to do legally, you know.
Right. Ooh. All right. Well, there you have it.
That's tough.
It's Stevie J.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right. Now we got Rumor Report coming up, Yee.
Yes, we're going to talk about Lamar Odom back on reality TV. We'll tell you what his plan is.
Oh, I thought he was in rehab.
He is right now, but he's planning something else, okay, after rehab.
Okay.
Can he get back on TV?
Okay. All right. We'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
And drives Black Twitter crazy. You know they're going to lose.
There was a White Iverson song.
It was.
It was a White Iverson record.
No one was mad about that. It was a good song.
Yeah, it was a tight record.
It was dope. It was.
So,
it was dope.
I mean.
Right. They might not be upset.
There goes that theory.
Because Iverson is an icon. Nobody did get upset about the White Iverson didn't. Thing.
White, right. Allen Iverson liked it.
Yeah, he did say he liked it.
He did. See, that's white privilege.
Shut up. All right, it's The Breakfast Club.
And by the way, happy holidays. I know everybody's going to holiday parties right now. It's holiday party overload right now, so if you need an ugly Christmas sweater, The Breakfast Club has one.
Yep, happy holidays from all three of us.
All three of us.
I be seeing people post a Breakfast Club Christmas sweaters.
I'll send it to me so I can put them up.
I did. I posted one yesterday. What's this young lady name? Let me find it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one with the creep in the back. Don't look like a
yes,
a
sir.
Creep.
People thought that was me. I'm like, but that ain't me.
Guy looked like he was a creep in the background.
Young lady's name was. Why did it take so long to find?
All right, let's move on.
Oh, her name is at. I am Tina.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Now we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Issa Rae.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Issa Rae was talking to Essence about cutting off all of her hair and how it helped her change her life and actually how it helped her with her Awkward Black Girl series. Now, first she talks about how her mom told her not to perm her hair when she was 12. Listen.
My mom used to always push me to rock my natural hair. She was so frustrated with me in high school when I constantly covered it. She was like, I know your hair, and if you get a perm, it's gonna fall out. After a while, I was like, Mom, I don't care what you say, I wanna do it, and this is my choice. I am 12. And my hair fell out. And she was like, I told you, a bald-headed ass.
That's devastating. And then she talks about how when she did actually end up shaving her head, it really helped her take off. Listen to this.
I tweeted something like, man, I wish I had an excuse. Like, I wish someone would just break up with me so that I could have an excuse to shave my hair off. And then I was like, oh, that's a funny plot line of like a show or something. And I saw how much attention that was getting. And I was like, oh my gosh, I should use this. I should shave my head and then do a trailer for Awkward Black Girl where I feature my bald head. And that way people who want to see what I look like will also know about this new show that I'm trying to do. And so I did it and I had a bald head and I had a fresh start. And that bald head changed my life.
I feel like I'm eavesdropping on a conversation that black women are having amongst each other, so I'm going to just nod my head and be like,
don't
no
you
doubt.
Comment.
I don't know what's going on. Okay?
Yeah, but I'm
no doubt.
Lost.
I think when you have a really pretty face, that bald head looks good. Like Amber Rose, when she came out with the bald head, everybody was like, wow, look at
that. I got a bald head.
I'm just not into the bald head thing. Just,
that, you know what, though,
it's
guys?
Not my
will,
cup of tea.
That's DJ Envy talking.
I don't like it. Hey,
but guys will say that until
black women.
A beautiful.
That's DJ Envy talking.
I got my choice.
Charlamagne didn't say that. All right.
You know, some women
because
might not
you
like
have
dreads.
To keep it real. Don't you think Amber Rose looked great with the bald head, with the long hair?
She do. You gotta
it
have
wasn't
a,
as.
You got to have a real pretty face to rock the low cut natural.
Right. I think so. And she has a pretty face. She looks good with it. So some people look good, mm-hmm. as with any hairstyle. Some people look good with different color hair. Some people look a mess.
Yeah, it's just not my thing.
What's not your thing? Girls with naturals? You don't like girls with naturals? Envy say he don't like girls with naturals. Get them, black women.
I didn't say that.
At DJ Envy on Twitter. Go, go.
Did you just try to sick black women like with dogs?
Oh, Lord. Give me a high five.
Did you just do that?
You want me to
talk about?
You want me to roll over and play dead?
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
How dare you? How dare you?
See how this goes?
You want me to play fetch? Fetch and step?
Nope. That's exactly what he wants you to do.
Both of you just chill out and let me finish. Thank you. All right.
That's right.
Yes, I will, queen.
Now, we all talk about how everybody is suffering. Not everybody, but there's a large number of people suffering. 40 million adults in the United States have anxiety disorders. So imagine if you're in the NFL, you're a player, and you have those issues. Well, Brandon Brooks, who's an Eagles guard, said he is dealing with anxiety. As a matter of fact, he missed two of the Eagles' last three games because he had a last-minute illness. The Eagles couldn't figure out what it was, and it turns out he told Philadelphia media just yesterday that anxiety is what has led to his pregame issues, and he's on medication to help. He said, I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed. It's life. I'll get through this.
You definitely can't be in the NFL with anxiety issues. That is not the place to be with anxiety issues. Absolutely not.
Right.
No way.
So he said getting sick wasn't new for him in 2014. He had a stomach ulcer and missed a game in 2015. He had experienced extreme nausea and sweating right before a game. So he did have a great five-year, $40 million deal with the Eagles this past offseason, and hopefully he works through it, but at least he's being open about it.
I suffered from anxiety in early 2010. I was having anxiety attacks, thought I was having heart attacks and stuff like that, mm-hmm. until I went to the doctor and had a conversation with him, and he asked me what was bothering me. And it was one situation that was bothering me.
What was that?
Let's talk about it. What's that situation?
What was bothering you?
It was just a business deal gone wrong. Mm. You know, you invest a lot of time and money into a person and then they screw it up.
Whenever
I would think about it,
it makes you upset.
I'd have anxiety. Yep. And the fact that I was unemployed at the time.
This is when you were dibbling and dabbling in the rap game?
No, this is 2010.
Oh, okay.
When I just got fired from Philly, so I was living at home with my mom at the time. So I had anxiety. Mm. Grown-ass man living with my mom, unemployed.
Come on, I'm going to give you a hug.
Did you have girls come over to your mom's house ever?
I was married.
I'm going to give you a hug.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't married yet, but I was with my mother and my child.
You guys hug.
You
all right, we're going to continue.
But for the record,
I'm Angela Yee. That's your rumor report.
Yeah, I talk about all that in my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity. Black privilege, opportunity comes to those who create it. April 18th. Okay, you can pre-order now at www.cthabook.com. CTHABOOK.com.
There you go.
Thank you, Shimon and Schuster. Yes. 6 years later,
I don't feel bad anymore.
6 years later, I suffer from anxiety no more. All right. There's a lot of great business deals that have happened since then. No longer live with my mother. Life is good.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
A Trump that's not Donald. Tiana. She needs to come in front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
Okay.
You know who that is? Porn star.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back.
Who watching porn out there? Raise your hands. One person in the room?
You didn't raise your hand.
Christ. I do, but I'm...
So why didn't you raise your hand?
I don't watch Tiana Trump, but I know I'm aware of her.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have no... All right. Well, we'll get into it when we come back.
Keep
it
locked.
The breath. I haven't watched porn in a long time.
Man, you don't know what you're missing.
I got a booty at home. What I got to worry about?
Oh, you got one right here, too.
Anyway, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun. Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Thursday, December 15th, goes to porn star Tiana Trump. Now, if you're into porn, you may know Tiana from such critically acclaimed films like Ain't No Hotties, Don't Tell My Boyfriend I'm Cheating, Throat Training, Round and Brown 35, Triple BJ's, Jizz My Glasses, just to name a few.
Jizz My Glasses.
Well, Tiana Trump just got out of jail, ladies and gentlemen. She was released on a deferred sentence last Friday after initially being sentenced to 180 days back in June due to a previous weed bust. Not a long jail sentence at all, but clearly Tiana Trump wasn't stacking her paper when she was doing all this porn, because on Wednesday, she shared a link to her GoFundMe page and people online promptly told her to go F herself. And I was one of those people. Well, I thought it. I didn't say it, why? But I thought it. You know, Tiana Trump posted the link and asked fans for donations to help her reach her goal of $10,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, the message read, I'm raising money. Please help me get back on my feet. Help Tiana Trump get back on her feet. No, you need to get back on your knees. Okay, and make Let Mommy Fix It Part 2. All right, Tiana said, I was just released from prison a week ago. I was put on supervised probation, and I'm not allowed to leave the state. I'm trying to get back on my feet so I can continue to please my fans. That's spoil true. Me, and I'll spoil back, end quote. Tiana, two things. One, I can't believe that you have been out here peddling Poom Poom for at least 2 years, and you don't got nothing to show for it but the pornos. You telling me that Daddy Issues 3 and Shane Diesel's Dirty Little Babysitter 2 didn't make you rich? Huh? It's a damn shame we've been watching you be a vagina merchant all these years and you don't have nothing to show for it. Number two, I understand you can't leave the state, so you say, you know, of the terms of your probation or whatever, but is it not penises where you are? I'm sure it is. Get you a couple penises, have a camera crew fly in and film We F Black Girls 6. Okay, listen, all right, Tiana, you know, if you was saying you didn't want to do porn anymore, I'm trying to evolve and do something else with my life, please donate to my new life, cool, I think about it. But you want people to donate to you so you can have money to get back on your feet so you can do more porn?
At least she's honest.
But how about instead of getting on your feet, how about get back on your back and get back to work, okay? If they can't get a camera crew to come where you are, instead of a GoFundMe, start a website called Go F Yourself, and people can pay to watch you play with yourself or something.
Well, maybe she needs money to get that set up.
Okay. But why she don't have the money? All these penises you've been out here putting your mouth on for years and you don't got nothing to show for it? What kind of world do we live in that a woman who gives jobs on camera for a living is setting up a GoFundMe to get back on her feet?
Maybe her legal fees dried her out.
Dried her out.
No, that's why you can't make no money. She's dried out.
There you go.
Listen, Tiana Trump, get back on your knees and earn the money the way you was doing before you went to jail. Okay? Give Tiana Trump some of the smooth sounds in the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right.
Well, I'm already envisioning a film that she could do based on being in jail.
You watch
this
porn.
This would be the perfect time for her to do something, an orgy, perhaps. Mm,
like some lesbian orgy.
And then some COs would come in.
How about get a job, huh? How about that? How about
that? Her job.
Her job.
That's
is
a job.
Porn.
You know how many people watch porn? You know it's a huge industry.
You act like your job is so
now
hard.
Now is the time for her to capitalize. You know what she should do? She should do a fake documentary. She should call it a D-umentary.
Why don't she go get a...
Oh!
No.
Tell me that's not incredible.
Tiana Trump, only link
a
you should
D-
be... Angela, he's got
documentary.
A point, though. Only link Tiana Trump should be posting online is the one that leads to her new porno. Okay?
What about working at McDonald's?
Why?
Working at Chick-fil-A.
I'm not mad at her doing
working
porn if that's
King.
What she
do
wants to do.
Round
that's her
and,
right.
Exactly. Do Round and Brown 36. Okay? You did Round and Brown 35. You act
no.
like your job is so hard that you got to post to GoFundMe to raise
now
money.
Now is the time to do a jail porn, I'm telling you.
I don't understand why it's so hard for her to make money that she has to put up a GoFundMe. That was the whole point of Donkey today. This is easy. This is easy.
She can become a bartender.
Bartenders might be making more money.
That's what I'm saying.
To be honest with you.
They probably are.
I don't know. I think she could really blow this up. I'm going to...
Blow this up. You're funny over there. You're funny. You're good over there.
I'm going to send her some messages and tell her what she should be doing.
You know her?
On Twitter.
Okay.
I'm going to send her some messages. No, I just see the vision.
She's been on lip service before?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Maybe you going through some hardship and you need some advice from Yee. That was Usher with Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need some relationship advice, Yee will help you out. Hello, who's this?
Felicia.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Okay, I started dating a guy, and a couple of months ago, I found out that he was married.
Mm.
So,
how long have you been dating him?
For about 6 or 7 months.
So, for 4 or 5 months, he was lying to you, and he's been married that whole time.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
What's the problem?
He's telling me that he's going to get a divorce and things like that. But he recently, he had an accident, so he had to get surgery. But instead of calling me, he called his wife.
He's married. What, you thought he was going to call you before he called his wife that he lied to you about?
There you go, ye.
But they don't live together or anything like that.
That so you know just, of.
So you go to his house all the time?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Are you sure that's his only house?
Well, she just got her own place, so she actually just moved out.
Like, what's just moved out?
About 2 months ago.
When he told you he was married, she's miraculously moved out.
Right.
Okay, a couple of things here. First of all, he wasn't honest with you from the beginning, so he's a bit of a liar, right? No, he's a lot of a liar. Secondly, clearly he still has feelings for his wife and is involved. That's the person that he is. The first person you call is really that person. What was his reason he told you that he called her and not you?
He was saying that she worked during the night and I worked during the day.
Mm-hmm. So it was a convenience thing, because you would have left work.
Right. I definitely would have left work.
Right, exactly. So he called who he wanted to call. It's not because she was at home and you was at work. That was his choice.
Right.
Listen, I get it. If he is going through a divorce or whatever he says he's going through, A, he's not honest, because if that was true, he would have told you that from the very beginning, right? He would have told you, I'm married, but we're separated. So for those first few months you were dating, where did you think he lived if he was living with her? You just never went to his house?
I knew he was living with somebody.
He
just told me that that was like his baby mother.
You said what?
That was his baby mother.
Okay, he told you it was his baby mother. He didn't tell you that he was married.
Right.
It sounds like he's still very much involved in this woman's life. So I think if I were you, I would just fall back a little and date other people. That's not your man. That's somebody that's involved with someone else. You're probably the rebound girl, or you're the side chick.
Right.
You know, and don't you feel like you deserve better than that?
I definitely do.
Why do you want all this drama in your life? He has a child. He has another woman that he's still involved with and talking to. Now, maybe if 6 months from now he comes to you, he says, look, here's the paperwork. I'm divorced. I messed up. My head is clear. You give him another chance. But he's a liar and he's married.
Yeah.
When you break it down.
That's true.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Sorry, mama.
At least get a Christmas present first, though.
Okay.
You ain't getting nothing for Christmas. Let me be the first to tell you, boo.
Ask
me. All right. Miss, you know how many dudes broke up with their side chicks three weeks ago?
Yeah, this is breakup week right here.
See you in March after Valentine's. Like
controller. That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sarah from Jacksonville.
Hey, Sarah. What's your question for Yee?
I am so torn here. Me and my man have been together for 8 years. We have two amazingly beautiful biracial children.
Okay.
And
biracial, you said?
Yes, okay. They're biracial. I'm white. He's black. And I have been holding him down, you know, for years. And he got his, you know, he got holding through school. He got his bachelor's degree. I'm actually finishing mine up. But, you know, he's been out now for 2 years with his bachelor's in film. And he's been doing all these freelance jobs. You know, he put in his time. He worked for the Jacksonville Sharks for a couple of years, you know, interning. And he just can't find a job anywhere, you know, in the film industry. And I need some advice on how to, you know, get him out there and help him, because he's so amazing. You know, he has his Vimeo page and, you know, YouTube videos. He's done, you know, a couple of music videos, lots of, you know, he likes gangster films. He likes, Robert De Niro. And,
so you said
know.
He's done a lot of internships and stuff
this
already?
This is a white woman riding like a black girl. Go ahead.
Okay. Where do you guys live?
We live in St. Augustine, Florida.
Part of it might be that y'all need to go somewhere else to follow that passion where it actually is a lot of people around that can help you with this, more of an industry for that.
Right. I've told him that we need to do that. It's just, you know, it's hard to get there, you know, to get to New York or, you know, Jersey or wherever.
It might even be an issue.
Even Atlanta.
Has he been trying to send out his stuff to Atlanta, to any of the, has he gone to any of these networking events where he could meet people and connect?
I don't think he has. I don't know if he even really knows, like, you know, where to go to find that information.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. the whole family doesn't have to move right now. It could be a situation where he goes. I have friends, actually, who went to the Sundance Film Festival and ended up getting jobs in the film industry just from going to the Sundance Film Festival, meeting people there and following up.
Right.
So there's all these festivals that I feel like it would be really important. You know, we have the Tribeca Film Festival. There's the Sundance Film Festival. There's the ABFF. There's all these different film festivals that he should go to them. He should attend the panels. If he has work that he can show online to show and prove, if he has to say, hey, look, I have no problem with, you know, working and not getting paid a lot of money or
right.
for free. And it might be a situation where he goes to work on a project for like a couple of weeks and then comes back home and you guys are holding it down until he can really get his foot in the door.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely down for that. I don't know. He's been on, you know, all these job interviews and stuff, and he comes back, and he's a good-looking guy. He has a great resume, you know, and his work stands for itself, but it's just like he always gets turned down, you know, right. It's not his record. You know, he has no felonies. So I'm just like, I don't get it.
Yeah. No, I think that he probably needs to break out of whatever circle that he's in right now and go places where that's what people are looking for. That's what people are doing for a living. And he needs to go and pursue those. And sometimes that is an investment as far as getting that flight, registering for those festivals. But it shows that you're serious and you mean business.
Yes. No, I understand. I've been trying to tell him that he needs to go. Because we participated in the 48-Hour Film Festival a couple of years. And one of his people that he went to school with actually won an Oscar, a student Oscar. But it's like he never gets recognized, you know, for his work. And I don't know. A lot of his white, you know, friends already have jobs, you know, are in the union and get all these jobs. Actually, there's been a couple of his jobs that he got turned down for that, you know, the kids that he went to school
with. So you think it's a racial issue as well?
I do. I mean, I'm in psychology and I'm all about, I know about the systematic racism and, you know, it's really real. And a lot of people, including my mother, there, you know, don't understand it, and it's frustrating because, you know, we've been together for so long, and she's like, you know, when's he gonna get a job? And I'm like, well, he's trying, you know.
Well, tell him to go ahead, get out there, and keep on grinding. And sometimes you got to get your foot in the door, even if that means taking a job that's not necessarily what he does, but it's at a company that could be beneficial to him. Then he needs to just at least get his foot in the door.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I love y'all.
And tell him to check out the ABFF. That's in Miami every year. But I'm telling you, go to one of those. I've seen, witnessed it with my own eyes. People getting jobs just from going there and networking. But he's got to do that.
He's got to do that, right?
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. ASCII, 800-585-1051.
And it's amazing how fast things can take off. I know sometimes we get discouraged when we keep on trying and trying and trying. Mm-hmm. But once you get your foot in the door and you have some talent and you can show and prove, it's amazing what can happen.
All right. Yes. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we're going to talk about John Legend reacting to Kanye going to sit down with Donald Trump. And, of course, we'll talk about Lamar Odom and his reality series.
Hey, God, we are the Breakfast Club. Let me just shout out to the students and everybody in Paterson, New Jersey. Yesterday, we went to the group home. We do this each and every year. We do a holiday party. We did one yesterday. It was about 30 kids. I just want to thank Starter. I want to thank, who else? Top Pop. I want to thank Civilized Nation and Joe's Crab Shack. They all, you know, gave food and drinks. And we just made the kids just have a good time. We all gave them jackets, T-shirts. They had Nike flip-flops. They just got so much stuff. They're kids that their parents are not in their life or they've been going through some trouble. So we just felt good just to give back and just to really help them out. So shout out to all the students and the kids and all the chaperones and all the people that hold those kids down and make sure they do the right thing. Just want to say we appreciate you and Merry Christmas. All right. Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kodak Black.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Club. I just want to tell a funny story. Right before I do rumors, I tell Envy asked me what stories are you about to do, and I tell him what story to tease, and he never does the story that I say.
Why you be acting like you don't know Envy mentally ill though?
Like I don't know why he
that's
asked
not
me.
That's
why
not
do you even
to joke
ask
about.
Me? Okay.
I didn't say it was a joke.
So let's talk about Kodak Black.
True statement.
Well, that's what I want to hear.
Kodak Black is not happy that artists are using his broccoli slang. Here's what he had to say when he found out about Drum's song with Lil Yachty.
Man, you niggas can't say broccoli no more, you know what I'm saying? You niggas gotta say spinach or some shit, you know what I'm saying? You niggas smoke broccoli, y'all smoke spinach.
All right, well, Lil Yachty responded, and he did acknowledge that he shouts out Kodak Black.
Anytime before I perform the song Broccoli, I say, shouts out to that Kodak. That nigga Kodak said, I told the teacher, I'm a healthy kid. I smoke broccoli, I give all my credit. Second off, I don't even smoke broccoli, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about weed. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. I ain't never been no square ass nigga. You feel me, bro? I just how it is. I showed all my respect.
Listen, I'm old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they arguing about vegetables again now?
Because I guess Kodak Black started the term broccoli for smoking. And then...
So that's marijuana?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that from the song? You thought he was really just...
Like, I can understand
broccoli.
A word, you know, in
broccoli,
that damn
broccoli, record. Of course, is weed.
Right.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Kodak Black right. responded to Lil Yachty's response.
All I really want for Christmas.
What? What?
Man, what the f***, man? Who these d***s here chalking with a little swag, man, talking about broccoli, man? From now on, man, I don't smoke broccoli no more, man. I smoke cantaloupe since you square trying to steal my little swag.
I smoke weed. Yeah. Smoke Kush, Purple Haze, Blue Dream.
Kale.
You know what I mean? I don't know what is going on. I drink my vegetables. I just had me a nice green juice this morning. I had some green apples.
Was it broccoli
in
it?
No, I had some green apples, yeah. Some kale, you know, some lettuce. Like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, there's a little bit of beef. Hopefully they resolve all of that.
I thought it was broccoli. We're talking about beef or vegetables.
Beef or broccoli.
Oh.
No.
One of our favorites.
Just broccoli. No beef. Well, beef and broccoli.
Okay, and since you heard a little snippet of the Dej Loaf song, she did a song with Kodak Black. It's actually a Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas.
Let's hear it.
All I really want for Christmas is you. All I really want for Christmas is you.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you
That's
get.
All we have.
That's it.
That's all you get.
That's it.
That's all?
Yeah. That's it.
But nothing I'm more. Letting you know what's out there. If you want to hear the full song, you can go on.
It's a short-ass Christmas list, Dej. There's a lot of things you can want, Dej.
Just want you.
Get another hit.
You.
You know what I'm saying? Have your album get put out. Okay? Just a lot of other things you can want, Dej.
Just want you.
All she wants is you.
Okay.
And she's single now, I believe. Her and Dirk broke up.
All right.
They seem like those break up and get back together type of couples, though. All right, Lamar Odom is going to be documenting getting back healthy again in a new reality series. That
he's in
doing.
Rehab now.
Right, it's going to focus on his recovery and struggling to stay sober. They're saying most likely it's going to end up on E. So.
By the way, that's not a good way to actually get sober, to document it on TV.
Why not?
Because you're bringing too much people into your personal life. You're bringing too much negative energy. Too many people talking crazy to you on social media.
That's something
that, yeah, but they don't have to know. We wouldn't know Lamar Odom was in rehab last week if he didn't announce it. We don't have to know Lamar's in rehab.
He might need the money, bro.
All right, that's
and he voluntarily put himself in rehab, and they said that it was a source said it was because it was about to be the anniversary of when his son that had SIDS died, and he felt like he would relapse, and then also his divorce is going to be finalized on Saturday.
I just feel like if you want to focus on getting clean. It's kind of like Donald Trump being president but still wanting to run all his businesses. It's just like something should take precedence over the other, and I think your health and your sobriety should take precedence over TV and whatever else.
Or maybe he wants to show the people that he's getting better and he's getting healthier and he's
maybe
going
it'll
the
hold
right
him
way.
Accountable because then everybody's going to watch his struggle. I don't know. Clearly, he likes doing reality TV.
There you go.
All right, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, by the way, their show has been renewed, Rob and Chyna.
Did you watch it? I didn't even.
I've probably seen
it.
Maybe two episodes of it.
I know Charlamagne wanted it.
Don't ask me silly questions, young man.
It's actually not a bad show. Blac Chyna's pretty entertaining, her family and everything. So it's cute to see their little relationship with each other. And they also have their own special about their baby, Dream. That's going to be airing on Sunday, if you guys want to check that out. I know you do. All right, John Legend had some words about Kanye West and Kanye going to sit down with Donald Trump. Here's what he had to say.
I don't think it's impossible to talk to him about issues, but I won't be used as a publicity stunt. And I think Kanye was a publicity stunt. I'm pretty disappointed with Kanye that he says he would have voted for Trump. His message has been corrosive to the country. And I think the things he's promised to do have been very concerning for a lot of people. And for Kanye to support that message is very disappointing.
Do you think that he had another stuff in his mind?
Whatever's in his mind, I disagree with him.
I agree with John Legend. I don't care about Kanye West talking to Donald Trump because Kanye already said that he was a supporter of Donald Trump. Plus, I feel like, you know, I choose diplomacy over division. But, you know, he should use his platform to direct people towards someone who could actually empower our people, like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. What happened to that documentary you were supposed to be helping the minister with, Mr. West? Huh? 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 Never seen you stand next to the minister in a room full of people and have news cameras there taking pictures and all that other good stuff. Huh? Huh? Mr. West.
Farrakhan, Kanye, and I just want to see.
I mean, it's a picture of them, just like a picture of...
They had a private meeting.
Yeah, it's a private meeting. That's what I'm saying. Why you want to do things with the minister in private, but you shake hands with Donald Trump in public? Like, I don't get it. Don't get it, especially if you know...
Oh, that's right. Kim and Kanye met with the minister.
Yeah, and people are always complaining about the minister's radical rhetoric. Donald Trump don't got radical rhetoric?
All right.
Huh?
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor reports.
You know what I meant to ask you?
No.
Is Joe Gotti signed to Roc Nation? I seen him win a Rockefeller chain the other day. I was just curious.
Why are you asking me?
Because you do this.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe he robbed Khaled.
Maybe, you know, but Roc Nation does management also. So it could be a management situation. It could be, you know, but I don't think he's not signed there as an artist.
Okay. All right. Well, that was your rumor report. Up next, the People's Choice. Make sure you want to hear something. 800-585-1051. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.